When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
What is good, everybody? Thanks for joining us at Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance with Keyshawn Johnson and Jay Williams and Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, as well as ESPN2. What's good, fellas, this morning? How's everybody doing?
What's good, baby? What up, Key?
What's happening? What's up?
Keyshawn back into that Donnie Simpson video soul mode again.
Just Lakers didn't make a deal. Key's not in a good mood.
He isn't.
I'm just trying to preserve my voice, you know?
Yeah.
Well, stop screaming at nightclubs with Evan Wooner.
With Evan Wooner, the former producer.
See Evan's little ass at a nightclub on top of the table.
No.
No.
Because if I walked in with Edmund, the first thing I would tell him is, hey, you know that's the guy that owns American Airlines.
Jeez.
By security, I'd be like, Mr. Johnson, you're allowed in. You're in posse. No, not
no, you
not allowed
the,
into the Red
Velvet
area.
You got to be able to tell him, you know, he owns ESPN.
Oh, that's my agent. Oh, that's my agent.
No, not the agent.
He owns it.
He owns ESPN.
Yeah,
that's what you got to be able to tell him.
Yeah, he's not the rich. He's the wealthy when you do that.
It's more believable.
ESPN. He picked it up a couple years ago.
Like a lost wallet on the floor.
He paid 35 Bs for it. I'm not 100% sure, but it's somewhere around there.
Meanwhile, someone at Disney's going, what?
What? You got that Elon Musk money? What? You dropping $44 billion for Twitter?
How much you pay him?
Jay, I used that line before, though.
What?
I was ESPN Super Bowl party in Miami years ago. And, you know, you're moving around. Uh-huh. And I was with one of my bosses at ESPN producer. And, you know, we was in a little crowd or whatever. Say, yeah, you know, he runs it. He's part owner of ESPN. You had to see him. Man, you had to see him, Jay.
Living his best life.
Man, it was like putting fish food in the tank and watching the
magic
fish
dusk. You want a drink? You want a drink? Hey, you want a drink? Everybody gets a drink.
Oh, it was comedy.
Oh, I can sack in the magic.
And he was just glowing, turning all beet red.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't know what to say because he ain't never seen.
No.
He ain't never seen how it just all of a sudden swarmed on him.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, my God.
Freddie, my boy did that one time. He said, yo, I ain't never changing character. I'm always in. Life now.
He him all the time.
All the time.
Been with my boys when I played, Jay. Oh yeah, he played with us. He just signed. Dude ain't seen the NFL. Ain't seen college football.
you gotta put your homies on.
Put it this way: what's the old line that if you can't have that around you in terms of people being a ride or die, then what are you doing? Whether they faking it or making it, you got to have them around.
Yeah, I just got him in town. We trying to figure out if he gonna come join us.
Just showing them around, parading
He's
them.
A free agent. Yeah, we working on him.
Jeez. The things you find out here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio,
Freddie,
ESPN2. Yes, sir.
You change your Twitter banner yet?
Oh, I ain't changing that. You can forget it.
You say you're going to change it yesterday.
Nope. I'm standing my ground on that one. That's what that's going to look like on my Twitter handle.
At the Boys and Girls Club.
It was a benefit for the Boys and Girls Club. We're not getting on this again. We're not doing that. We're just not doing that. It was a benefit for the Boys and Girls Club of Waterbury, Connecticut. It was a whole Jenga thing in the corner, and there we were. And all of a sudden, Jay Will has called me a weirdo and everything yesterday on radio and TV.
I didn't even bring all that stuff up.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I just asked you if you changed your Twitter banner. Key, that's all I asked.
So apparently you didn't bring it up, but you brought it up.
Well, I mean, you brought up the weirdo stuff.
You started it yesterday.
Why you get so angry? Now you finger pointing?
Yeah, at you, yes. At you. You call somebody weirdo. I'm not just going to let that slide by.
See right there, that's Twitter. That's Key's Twitter banner right there, where he puts a hand on the face like this smooth.
Oh, yeah, that we're key going to be
key. I'm pondering, but I'm not really pondering at all.
I'm just listening to y'all, that's all.
I've been here the whole time.
Here's listening the thing. Here's the thing.
And I'm trying to think of what Freddie looks like to me.
See, exactly. When Key just said it, Jay, well, I'm just listening to y'all. Yeah, and you see the smoke and the coming out of the ears and all that stuff.
The brain's always working. He got that big brain.
You don't look like a creep, man. Don't listen to Jay. You look like a wrestler.
Like an old wrestler, though. Like
I'm not a young wrestler.
Now, Jay,
no doubt.
Jay is saying all that, but you look like when I'm looking at you, you just got a wrestler look. You got like a wide neck. You got a nice head. You just look like a wrestler. That's true.
That's completely fair. There's no denying that.
Hey, you look like
what would your wrestler name be, Freddie?
Butterscotch Brother.
That's the weirdest wrestling name.
You got to have something weird that catches people's
attention.
But
that don't strike fear in nobody.
It's not about striking fear. It's all about making sure your name is out there to get attention.
Man, I was, hey, Yates, when he said butterscotch, I was about to say.
Oh, well, here we go.
But then I didn't want to get myself into trouble, so I ain't even going to go there.
Keep
what
job.
Are you wearing, Freddie, if you were
yeah, what's Butterscotch Brother wearing?
Oh, that's a good question. Seriously.
You should have thought that through before you said the name out loud.
Nah, I'm okay not thinking it through. I can always come with something quickly and then have a battle plan afterwards. I'm completely good with that. But I have to think about that, what I would wear as a wrestling outfit.
Butterscotch, what do we eat?
What size is the waist?
Come like a big candy bar banner.
I kind of like butterscotch, much like I like Donovan Mitchell sliding to another team. Let's go.
Okay. Oh, look at Key. Look at this.
That was the worst.
He's so happy at that transition. Look at him smile afterwards.
He was proud of himself. Beyond compare that he made that work. But in terms of,
I don't want to talk about butterscotch.
Butterscotch Brother. What the hell?
Did you think I want to talk about you guys?
You're the one that brought it up, Freddie.
No, you ask me a question, I give you an answer. Then all of a sudden, it's a problem. But we'll see what kind of problems are going to develop.
Won't you just be caramel
caramel Denzel
sweet and sour gummies or something.
Sweet and sour, that's hot sauce.
Freddy
Hot sauce Freddy could work.
Hot sauce Freddy sound like somebody from like South Carolina.
Hey, I have family down in South Carolina, so that can apply. I have family down in Aiken, South Carolina,
hot
Columbia.
Hot sauce Freddy, a real slick gambler on his knees. Playing three-card Molly, playing games with people.
Three-card Monty. What are you talking about? Three-card Molly.
Go ahead and fading people in the corner. Go ahead, Hot Sauce Freddy. Get that money.
Hot Sauce Freddy
Come on, baby.
He got the same dice with the same numbers on it.
Seven.
Kid, you're the old Uncle Hot Sauce Freddy. The ex-wrestler, I can't.
Look, Jay. Jay, he going to do this right here. He going to do this. And then throw it. You going to chase it. He going to lay one down.
Lay one.
Yep. I'm getting my money. I'm keeping my money.
Me sweating this morning.
I'm keeping my money.
That's way better than Butterscotch, brother. Way better. Come on, man.
See what happens when you do that? You think things out. You think things
through. Yeah, we workshop it, Freddie.
I don't know about workshopping. We'll see what kind of workshop is going to happen as we get back to what we're supposed to be talking about with the Miami Heat and Donovan Mitchell and the Utah Jazz being open to such a deal. Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN Insider, said as much on SportsCenter.
Teams had been calling, and the Jazz had been shutting them down, saying we are not interested in listening. But I'm told they are listening now. And it would take, a significant offer to get Donovan Mitchell out of Utah. And they're listening on all their players. I think they're open to listen on everybody on that roster. But certainly, Donovan Mitchell is their most significant player, their most significant asset. 4 years left on a max deal.
So, Key, Jay, I'll have you start first. Who would you rather trade for? Spider, Kyrie, or KD?
I mean, who's the better talent? The better talent is Kevin Durant, but I think the asking price for Kevin Durant is probably a little bit unreasonable considering what Rudy Gobert went for. So, Kyrie Irving is talented too, but probably when you think about personality traits, demeanor, Key, Donovan Mitchell seems like the most realistic option right now. Because of what he brings to the table. Now, is he a little bit undersized? Yeah, but he's a superstar, in my opinion. So, a star. because we categorize superstar. He's a star on the verge of being a superstar in the right scenario. So I would look at teams like Miami. I would look at teams like the New York Knicks. Obviously, we've been talking about that for a while. I think Leon Rose is probably one of the best positions with all their draft assets to do so. Johnny O'Brien, who was his assistant coach with the Utah Jazz, is now with the New York Knicks as well. So that, I think that lends well. He's from the Greenwich area. And also a sleeper, Freddie and Key, the Memphis Grizzlies. Dylan Brooks, you know, they have assets, draft picks as well. But Desmond Bane is taking over a different role there. Now, I'm not sure that's sexy enough to Utah. I think other teams could give you better assets. But I think Memphis will be a sleeper.
Okay. Yeah, I'll cut this thing down. It's simple for me. Right. What's the asking price for any of the three? Kevin Durant's going to be a little more expensive. Donovan Mitchell obviously fits in certain areas, as well as Kyrie Irving. I think personally, Kyrie for the right type of number and the right team. And those right team are only a couple, right?
Right.
You can't spread him across the NBA because everybody can't deal with that personality or what may come with it. But as far as money goes, they're all about the same. Kevin Durant has 4 years left on his deal. Spider has about 5 years, 160 something on his deal, and you're going to have to extend Kyrie. So the money is all the same.
The money is the same. The situation may not be the same based on the three principles, because in terms of having somebody around players, Kyrie Irving is just like the song Poison by BBD. And a lot of general manager, Jay, you mentioned before we got started, that a lot of GMs, a lot of coaches may not want that kind of element around younger or older players. Donovan Mitchell and Kevin Durant are more likely that I'll take my chances and mortgage a future for both of those guys, not trying to cancel my team by having a guy like Kyrie Irving around and what he potentially is going to bring to that basketball team. We'll see. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, brought to you by Dell for your small business needs. Call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. You can weigh in on the show anytime you want. We'd love to hear from you at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Keyshawn, J. Will and Max in the morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2. We're going to speak more on Donovan Mitchell and exactly what kind of price will he have to pay to be traded away from Utah. Plus, somebody thinks Steph Curry is the second best player of all time. Who rolled that dice on that one? That's next on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2. We're going to blame someone who shall remain nameless, Alan Yates, for what we're about to talk about now, because for some reason, J. Will and Keyshawn, he mentioned about space, the final frontier, and somebody taking pictures. I'm going to let Alan Yates explain this whole thing and why he believes in the grassy knoll situation, Alan Yates, when it comes to this.
I'm just saying, man.
Oh, boy, here we
NASA
go.
NASA dropped these pictures of these galaxies that they recently found from this telescope thing, and I'm just shocked that more people don't feel uncomfortable about it.
Yeah, it's James Webb Space Telescope pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows all these different – see, Yates and I always talk about this, Key and Freddie. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a believer – I'll be sitting here looking at Earth all the time, like, yo, we got mammals. We got whales that communicating. We have so many creatures mammals? Here.
Right.
Shut up, Yates.
Thank you.
You know, God. Jay gonna botch it a couple times. It's okay, though.
It's all right.
Wow.
Hey.
We're going there?
Hey, though, catch me on a Friday night. I'm gonna break it down to another level.
Neil deGrasse
Tyson. To another
Tyson.
Level about everything, Yates.
Neil deGrasse Tyson's got nothing on you, Jay.
Exactly,
it's
Freddie.
It's scary, man. Come I feel on, man. Like it's scary, and people are just a little too calm about it. Like,
what's wild about that picture, that the one that's floating around the most, is that Neil deGrasse Tyson said, if you hold up a piece of sand to the sky,
mm-hmm.
that's how big that chunk of space is in the grand scheme of
in the grand
everything.
Scheme of things. Yeah.
It's so much.
It's what they do, Alan Yates. They look at space. It's what they do.
This is the first time they showed us that, though.
Okay.
Like, it was all clear and cool looking, and I'm like, well, hold on now.
You mean
it's a whole
what
bunch
is that?
Of stuff out there, and there ain't no way on the planet Earth we're the only people on the planet.
I think you're looking way too deep, dude.
We the only people on the planet?
Yeah, they just
see any kids on a swing set?
See, this is the question I got for Keto, Jay, because, like, he watched all those IMBD murder trials, and he'd be locked in on the Jones.
Mm-hmm.
But we bring up a little bit of aliens, like, nah.
But
no
see,
such
thing. Here's my question. So we're saying the galaxy is infinite, pretty much, right?
Yes,
for the most part.
It is.
So, like, are there alternate realities? What's up? How many realities are there?
Well, like
I'm just asking.
I'm not qualified enough to speak on that.
You're not qualified enough to speak on any of this, but we're speaking on it.
Well, all y'all got to do is call Jeff Bezos, and he'll get you up there.
There's an alternate universe where I was the Super Bowl champion and Keyshawn's a balding 27-year-old.
Then you woke up, Pat.
Then
yes,
you woke
he did.
Up back
yeah,
in this
the,
one.
Then the dream was over for Pat Costello or the nightmare.
It was all
over.
A dream.
Oh, look at quoting Biggie. Well done. For Pat Costello, it was all a dream. Who knew from that standpoint? See, once again.
Pat, there's product for your hair you can use, man.
Yeah, space, the final frontier on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as ESPN2 with Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman, in for Max Kellerman. We're going to get into who said that Steph Curry is the second greatest player of all time. We'll do that in a couple of minutes. But Donovan Mitchell, that has become a story now because the Utah Jazz, when you part with Rudy Gobert for all those players, people wondered how much of this rebuild is going to happen. Here's something else. Why are you laughing? I know why you're laughing, but you got to explain why you're laughing.
Because your name on in the quote-unquote hot sauce, Freddy.
Hot sauce. See, I can't this morning with you guys. I really can't.
Hot sauce Freddy can be a gamer in the gambling game, but hot sauce Freddy can be an old wizard.
Sure.
That used to play in 1973. And
okay,
was,
like in the ABA?
All CIF. All state, it never really panned out because
like
he had an alcohol problem.
For like Dorsey High School?
Hot Sauce Freddy
me?
Could be a pimp from Harlem, too. Look,
it could be. Hot Sauce could be a lot of
different
things.
Hot Sauce Freddy could be a pimp from Harlem.
Yeah,
of course.
Could be a lot of different
wearing a fedora
things.
And everything, Key.
Well, you got to have the fedora. If you don't have the fedora, then what are you doing? If you're going to have Hot
man,
Sauce
seen,
a nickname and you're
hey,
not wearing
man,
a fedora.
Hey, man, you seen Hot Sauce Freddy today.
I could be at the diner. Just have a cup of coffee, baby, with me. That's all. Just have a cup of coffee,
be
baby.
Be out there on the corner with the mink on, man.
Oh, you got to have the full length.
It's 86
out, though. 86 degrees with the mink.
Right. If you're going to do the Superfly and the Mac, you got to have the full length mink and the fedora. There's no doubt about that. Yes or no?
Unbelievable, man. Hot sauce, Freddy.
This all started. Never mind. We're not even getting back to that. In terms of Donovan Mitchell, getting back to that, and that's become a storyline with Utah. We knew they were going to go full rebuild with this organization, this basketball team. You look at guy Donovan Mitchell, to me, Jay Will, it's that people know him but don't know him on a national scale because Utah has not been a team that's won to the level that a lot of people thought they should have won. I wonder what kind of price tag that he's going to bring, if they're going to be serious about this, where he's going to go, and then can he make that jump from being a star to a superstar outside of the NBA realm when it comes to Donovan Mitchell?
Well, I think he can. I'm a huge fan of Donovan. I've watched him play since he was at Louisville, and he wasn't a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
He was a slasher.
He was.
And he wasn't the primary option on their team. So, you know, his father, Donovan Mitchell Sr., is director of personnel for the New York Mets. So he spends a lot of time in this area, kind of grew up in the Greenwich Connecticut area, very familiar with the Knicks, one of his home favorite teams. But I think he is on the verge of superstardom, and he has that type of talent. I mean, the guy's numbers, just look up the numbers itself. I mean, those are superstar-like numbers in this league. A lot of it has been fit. A lot of it has not worked out. You've seen his coach, Quinn Snyder, decide to not renew his contract to go a different place. They are in rebuild mode. So if you got, you know, those, what was it, four first-round picks, five players for Rudy Gobert, you're going to at least need something comparable. But sure, you understand that Danny Ainge and company, for him, he hasn't demanded a trade. He's not that type of individual. But they're going to need something comparable like that because they are going into rebuild mode and they need draft picks. They need selections. So if the right package comes across the table, you can best believe Danny Ainge, those guys are going to look at it and take it seriously.
Yeah, and as they should, though. And I think for him, why waste your talent in Utah in the end? And I'm not sliding the Utah Jazz. Maybe they will be NBA champions at some point in time in the near future, mm-hmm, or in the distant future. But as of right now, they're not a basketball team. You know, they moved on from Rudy Gobert. Now Donovan Mitchell essentially is available if you have the right package. And for him, at some point, the realization will set in that it's probably good for him to move. And he will approach the front office and say, you know what, it's probably time for me to move on. Let's figure something out. We still got a long ways to go. We still got several months to the season start. So sure, the right team come along with the right package. But when you start talking about trading guys that could potentially become superstars, it requires a lot. Do you want to deplete your roster, mm-hmm, to be able to do that, or your draft picks of the future to be able to do that? And that's what it's going to take.
Danny Ainge understands about rebuilding. It's a different kind of rebuild, the Utah Jazz, unlike what he did with the Boston Celtics, and we saw how that was able to bear fruit without him, with that team getting the NBA Finals this past season. But even he said, look, we can't just be in the middle, especially in the loaded Western Conference that keeps getting better and better and better. And, oh, by the way, that Golden State Warriors team back on the top of that heat, Jay Will. That's something that Danny Ainge had to look and say, we got to think about the future because Golden State's going to get older sooner than us trying to contend for a championship in Utah, staying the course at the way that we're trying to do.
So D. Mitch works out with a guy named Chris Brickley, who has a company here in New York called Black Ops that he does with Carmelo Anthony, which, you know, all the big-time players come to New York and work out. You've seen pictures of LeBron James. There was a picture down of Chris and Donovan and Jimmy Butler down in Miami celebrating Chris Brickley's birthday, mm-hmm, down that way. So people started circulating around rumors on that. And look, the Heat culture is an incredible culture, right, for a guy like Donovan Mitchell to be a part of. So I see that. But Freddie and Keith, this comes back to me about, this is what New York has been waiting for.
True.
This is what the Knicks have been waiting for. So when you see them acquire all these draft picks, when you see them make the move for Jalen Brunson at $110 million, the perfect backcourt mate for him is a guy like Donovan Mitchell. That is the culture of your team.
Right.
You have the draft picks. I'm not saying you have all on the court assets to get it done, but you have the capital to be aggressive in a deal nature like this. This is one where you're looking at Leon Rose and you're saying, you got to get this one, Leon. You got to get this one right. He's also a CAA client. Mm-hmm. And I went through the list of all the CAA ties in the Knicks organization. We joked around with Clutch Sports and everything with the Lakers, Key. This is one that the Knicks have to get.
Jay, help me out here because I mean, my brain right now. So
let me do my brain.
So when you look at it, right? In the NBA over the last decade or so, what guard has been traded outside of Drew Holiday? What guard has been traded to go on and win an NBA title? Because all the ones that everybody I keep thinking of are 3, 4, 5 type guys that have been traded and gone on to win championships, most notably, obviously, Anthony Davis. But is there a guard? Because I can't find one outside of Drew Holiday.
I mean, CP3 got close to winning the title.
No, I said win.
I know. I was going through the list of them.
Mm-hmm. With the Clippers, right?
Well, because, yeah, he came from OKC and then going, obviously, to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Like, guards of that size, like ones and twos?
Yeah. I just, because... Yeah. I also look at that, and I know we got a break here, but I also look at that. I'm like, as I'm sitting here and assessing the situation, I'm like, because if you move him to Miami.
Yeah, but Miami has scoring droughts sometimes, and he would fix that for them, especially depending upon what you had to give up.
Especially in the backcourt.
But you're giving up Tyler Hero, so that takes away your depth. Because I'm not, there's no way I'm giving up Donovan Mitchell without getting Tyler Hero and a ton of assets back.
Mm-hmm. Either way, all of a sudden Donovan Mitchell has become a buzz name, not named Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving when it comes to the offseason in the NBA.
Does make things interesting for your Lakers, though, Key.
Yes, it does.
Don't worry about my Lakers. You keep them out your mouth.
Don't worry. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Here we go. Let's not do that. The last time we heard something like that, all hell broke loose on Twitter. In 35 minutes, we'll talk about who said that Steph Curry is the second greatest player of all time. That's in 35 minutes here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance with Jay Williams and Keyshawn Johnson. I'm Freddie Coleman. A new job for Baker Mayfield. Plus, how good can the Baltimore Ravens really be in the AFC? That's next on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Along Keyshawn Johnson and Jay Williams, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman and Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, as well as ESPN2. Hit us up anytime you want at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Key, I'm going to play this from Baker Mayfield competing for the open quarterback spot when it comes to the Carolina Panthers, and I can't wait to hear your reaction to Baker Mayfield having a new address, having a new challenge, and having a chance to win a new job.
Nobody has the mentality of being a backup. We're at this level because we compete to be the very best. My intention is to become the best quarterback I can be, help this team win, and that's why I'm happy to be in Carolina. Is this, you know, I feel like the team's very close to being really, really good. We just have to put the pieces together and come together as a team, and however that happens, you know, I'm going to do my job. I'm going to, you know, fill whatever role is to be expected of me and be a great leader and a great teammate.
Sounds like a quarterback who was just traded.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, he sounds like a quarterback. He sounds finally like a quarterback that the National Football League likes. Hmm. They like that. He's all of a sudden taller. He's all of a sudden 6'4", blue eyes, blonde hair, back foot, let it rip. I mean, that's what he sounds like. Now, whether or not the words that he's saying come to fruition, he's willing to help the team any way he can. You know, they're really close. All of that is true. He's got to hold off Sam Darnold, though. And I know a lot of people just assume because they made the trade for Baker Mayfield that Sam Darnold's now the backup. I think they're going to go in this thing with an open competition. Sam Darnold has a grasp of the offense and the personnel already. He knows what to do with the football. He's just got to take it too. And I think if he comes out of this thing healthy and Christian McCaffrey's on the field, and Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore and the company, then his job is Sam Darnold's to lose. And if he could hold Baker Mayfield off, he'll finish the season as a starter. Because Matt Rule's in trouble. Matt Rule's on the hottest hot seat in the National Football League, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Key, I mean, everything you said is correct. So I came out first off saying, wow, okay. That's what a leader says. A leader comes out and says, I'm here to do my job. I'm here to keep my head down. And I am here to be the best I can be. And now he has to be consistent at that, right? And the more he is consistent, the less he's in all this circus media as relates to, you know, quotes taken out of context or controversy with teammates. He doesn't need any of that. But it all comes down to, you know, where Sam Darnold is. And as you mentioned, Key, there's a huge advantage that Sam Darnold has, knowing the playbook, knowing the personnel. And for Baker to come in right now, it's Sam Darnold's job to lose. So Baker has a legit chance on a one-year deal, essentially, before hitting free agency to make a huge name for himself. But, like, this is what I like about sports, man.
Okay.
Go out and get it, Freddie. Like, it's for you to take.
Sure.
Right? And for somebody else to lose.
Right.
This is what competition is all about. And for Sam, you've had your opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Either you take it or you don't, because Baker's going to be there to take it if you don't want it.
Well, Baker's going to take it. Here's why. Because I know you guys made very valid points with Sam Darnold on the offense. That doesn't mean he's going to be good for the offense anymore, as far as I'm concerned. Baker Mayfield knows exactly that his career is on the line, because if he doesn't get it done in Carolina, even on a one-year deal, the likelihood of that guy being a starting quarterback is going to be very, very minimal, whether it's with the Carolina Panthers or somebody else. Plus, the Carolina Panthers did not bring Baker Mayfield in to be the backup quarterback. They brought him in to take that job because if they thought Sam Darnold was going to be the guy, they don't bring in Baker Mayfield. If they believe that Sam Darnold was going to be their starting quarterback and being your dude, no matter what kind of hot seat, Key, that Matt Rule is on, then that's the guy he's going to ride with. He's bringing in a guy to say, I need somebody to win this job because I don't trust that guy named Sam Darnold to do that kind of thing. Week one against Cleveland, Baker Mayfield's going to be the starting quarterback of the Carolina Panthers because Sam Darnold can't do it, in my opinion.
See, Freddie, I don't agree with you in as far as that goes, because when you are a guy like Matt Rule, you're trying to look under every single rock to improve your team because you are on the hot seat. And you can get a guy for value. They're only going to pay him $4.5 million, $5 million, right, of real money coming from the Carolina Panthers, where Baker Mayfield took a little sliver of a haircut and the Cleveland Browns decided to take about $10 million and eat that money. So you get a free look-see. It has nothing to do with whether or not he's better than Sam Darnold. I get a free look. And if I could get a free look for a backup at $4 million, but that guy happens to give us a really healthy insurance policy because we have a young guy that we drafted in the third round who may or may not fit what we want to do in Matt Corral, why not? Why not go ahead and take a flyer on that? So I understand what you're saying about bringing a guy in, but they didn't bring in Deshaun Watson. They brought in Baker Mayfield. They didn't bring in Jimmy Garoppolo. They brought in Baker Mayfield, which is a huge difference in terms of quarterback in the National Football League. Have they brought in Matt Ryan? Then, of course, he starts. You know, or Deshaun Watson or any of these other guys, of course they would start. In this situation, this is kind of like even.
To me, it's not even. Here's why it's not even. Because Sam Darnold has shown with two different teams. I don't put the Jets on him. Adam Gase ruined Sam Darnold in New York, the New York Jets. He never had a chance, as far as I'm concerned, because that guy was a terrible coach and a terrible quarterback coach with Sam Darnold in New York. So I'm giving him a pass on that. I'm just going by what I saw last year with a guy that at times it seemed like he forgot how to throw the football and forgot how to be a part of an offense and have an offense rally around him. Say what you want about Baker Mayfield. An offense will rally around him with the Carolina Panthers, in my opinion, more than they rallied around with Sam Darnold. That's why, to me, they brought him in. Yeah, he's not Deshaun Watson. He's not Matt Ryan. Not even trying to put him in that category. I'm just basing on the category right now with the Carolina Panthers. Because if Sam Darnold had proven to be the guy, they would not take a flyer on Baker Mayfield. They drafted Matt Corral. They could have brought somebody else in the backup quarterback, did a quality backup quarterback, and have Sam Darnold be the guy. They brought Baker Mayfield in because they believe that he's going to start and that Sam Darnold's no longer the guy.
But, Freddie, can I feel like I know that we're going to get into this thing about whether Baker Mayfield will start or not in week one. But if I'm Baker, I'm crazy competitive. That's why you brought me in. I'm going to take the job. Like, there's no other doubt in my mind if I'm Baker Mayfield. It's a matter of when I take the job.
Sure.
Now, I'm not worried about being the guy to take the job on week one. I'm worried about taking the job when it's the right fit for the team, and I'm going to play that role very, very like judiciously too with Matt Rhule. Like, hey, look, if there's a workflow that already exists with Sam Darnold, if the guys feel comfortable, then let's see how that goes for a minute. Like, I'm going to say all the right things to play the game the right way.
But Baker Mayfield doesn't do that, Jay. That's the deal.
But no, because you're talking about Baker Mayfield from the past. Well, for me, like, this is who Baker Mayfield needs to be moving forward. I'm not saying you need to take away his competitiveness at all.
But that's not who he is, Jay, because he always believes he's always been slighted. Either in high school, then when he goes to Texas Tech, they didn't want him. He goes to Oklahoma. People say, you're not going to be able to play well. Wins a Heisman Trophy. Drafted number one by Cleveland. People say he wasted a draft pick. He got that team to the playoffs a couple of times. He always uses that chip on his shoulder to just storm the castle and take over. You're right. He should do that in terms of the opposite. But that's not who he is, and that's not how he's going into this job in this competition.
And he should go in and feel like he's going to be the starter.
Yeah.
He should go in and feel like he's going to win the job. I'm just telling you how I look at it when it comes to quarterbacks in the National Football League. Had they brought in a more established guy, then I would simply surrender to you and say, Baker Mayfield's going to be the starter.
Mm-hmm.
Just simple and plain. But they did not bring in an established guy. They brought in a guy that had mixed reviews in Cleveland, much like Sam Darnold has had in his career so far in the National Football League. Same class, couple picks apart, same guy. Many, many executives in the National Football League, they will not tell you this now, but a lot of them had Sam Darnold rated extremely high compared to where Baker Mayfield. Some people that I know that were in the Cleveland Browns organization that were going to coach Baker Mayfield had Baker Mayfield in the late second to third round on their evaluation board, but they didn't pull the trigger. Somebody, John Dorsey, pulled the trigger and went against their evaluation, and now Baker Mayfield is moving on. Yes, he led the Cleveland Browns as part of a team to almost an upset victory in Kansas City, no question about it. But yet and still, when you look at Sam has just been up against it, whether it was in New York, whether he started off hot in Carolina and almost changed a lot of people's minds, and all of a sudden Christian McCaffrey gets hurt, they give way to Cam Newton, the season goes, hooray. So all of those sort of things. So we'll see what happens in August and September when they're in this battle for the starting spot on opening day.
And that opening day will be against the Cleveland Browns, and Baker Mayfield going back to Cleveland will be the hot ticket of week one in the NFL. And Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seats Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats. Life happens live.
This is ESPN Radio's NFL Two-A-Days. The Baltimore Ravens.
Even though it's unclear what Lamar wants exactly, he's going to need to be in that top tier, $40-plus million a year. Certainly want to do a deal, but because of his running style and maybe the shelf life possibly being shorter for him long-term to sustain that excellence, that's going to play into this.
They were very close to making the playoffs. They think, get healthy, get this offensive line intact, better protect Lamar Jackson, and they feel not only will they rebound, but they have a chance to go back and be a Super Bowl contender.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN 2. We're going to do a little Two-A-Days with the Baltimore Ravens. I'm going to throw questions at my dudes, and they're going to give me transparent answers when it comes to the Baltimore Ravens. So, Key, we'll start with this. Will the Baltimore Ravens go from worst to first in the division of the AFC North?
I don't think they will. I think that you got two tough teams in that division right now. You got Cincinnati, the Bengals, and then also you got the Cleveland Browns. Now, we don't know what the quarterback situation is going to be there, but I have full confidence that Jacoby Brissett will make this team competitive, because a lot of people forgot that the Indianapolis Colts traded for Jacoby Brissett, although it was some time ago, because they felt he could be the starting quarterback there. But you know how coaches and general managers get sometimes. They just throw a guy away without really giving him a true opportunity. He played well enough to continue to be the starter, I thought, in Indianapolis. Now he gets another opportunity for a short stint, maybe even longer, depending on what happens with Deshaun Watson. We don't know what Mitch Trubisky in Pittsburgh is going to look like, but I'm not happy with the way the Baltimore Ravens have approached the offseason at the skill position to be able to help Lamar Jackson out. He's coming off a little bit of an injury. They got a depleted secondary with all those guys coming back off injury. The running backs are coming back off injury. So let's wait and see, but I don't think that they're going to go from worst to first. They may go from worst to second to third, but I don't think that they'll be in first.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that, Freddie. Mm-hmm. I think it's Cincinnati's to lose. Obviously, with Joe Burrow and a lot of the skill position talent that they have, even what they did as relates to the O-line, shoring that up a little bit more for him, considering where he was last year with his sack rate. But I think people sleep on Baltimore. And one of the things that I really like about it, regardless of whatever your take is on, you know, is he going about his contract negotiation the right way? I think both Key and I would agree that we would assign that paycheck already. But there's a lot on the line this year.
And no, I would have waited, Jay. Two more years.
You wait until 2035, Key.
Yeah, I'm going to wait.
But, like, I have a tendency to want to bet on Lamar Jackson and how he handles, even though the lack of wide receiver brand names, he makes things happen for them. And, obviously, injury always factors into this. But this dude is Houdini on the football field. And I think sometimes people quickly forgot before his injury how special he was, single-handedly keeping this team in ball games and winning ball games. He was in the MVP conversation. So I think this is going to be a massive year. So I'm going to bet on them to go from worst to first. I'll take that bet.
Because Lamar Jackson, I love the fact, and you guys make the great point of betting on himself. That's not something that we would do, but that's something he believes in himself to do. And when you've won an MVP and you know that this offense was built around you, they completely changed everything for you. You're thinking, look, if I make this work and I know I'm going to make this work, my price tag is going to continue to go up. And can you imagine what that price tag is going to look like? To Jay's point, if they go from worst to first, after they were in first place in terms of the AFC last year before the injuries ravaged this football team. At one point, the Baltimore Ravens had the best record in the AFC. And then, to Key's point, injuries tore that apart. If he's able to make that work and go from worst to first, that price tag is going to be enormous regarding Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens.
I ain't doing it.
You're not doing it? That's not you.
Key, can I tell you something else? Just hearing Mitchell Trubisky. Just hearing Mitchell Trubisky and the Steelers. Just hearing those two things go together don't sound right to me. Sorry.
What's wrong?
You don't like Mitchell from his Chicago
days. I'm not saying I don't like Mitchell. I think he's okay. Just
no, you don't like him from his Chicago days, and it's okay.
Well, the difference.
You're not alone, Jay.
Yeah, I know.
The difference
there's plenty of people. I like plenty of people, Freddie, that don't like Mitch Trubisky from his Chicago days.
Yeah, and I understand why, because the one year that he played well, but it seemed that the defense and the running game helped him out. I think going to Pittsburgh and having Matt Canada as offense coordinator is going to play more to his skill set. That might help until Kenny Pickett is ready to take over that job. Jay, but I clearly understand why. Have apprehensions.
Look at the last part of your comment.
Yeah,
until the end, until Kenny Pickett takes over the job.
Because that's why they drafted him in the first round to be the quarterback of their future.
That's what I'm saying.
Trubisky is a play setter when it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers, something that the Baltimore Ravens have to deal with. And here's something else with the Baltimore Ravens. And I know this question came up especially when Lamar Jackson did not make that top 10 list that ESPN NFL reporter Jeremy Fowler had a chance to talk to executives, general managers, and he didn't make the top 10 list. A lot of people, Keith, thought that was ridiculous. Lamar Jackson seems to be the kind of guy that you give him that kind of slight, he can't wait to show people up, especially when he heard about that and he didn't like it about not making a top 10 list.
Yeah, but I think when you start worrying about those sort of things, you lose sight of what you really are. And I don't know that Lamar is really paying attention to the point where it bothers him when he's trying to prove a point. You know, he came out of Louisville and they told him that maybe he ought to try another position.
Mm-hmm.
All he said was, no, I'm not trying another position, nor am I running a 40 because I know what I can do at the quarterback spot. This league, they like certain things. They're uncomfortable with certain things. And his style is not for everybody. Unless he's available, then all of a sudden it becomes for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is, right? They don't like you till they like you.
Hey, Freddie, can I keep it a buck with you on the list?
Go ahead.
If I were Lamar Jackson, I would say, like, who the hell is Jeremy Fowler? Like,
I'm sure that's in his mind.
Why do I care about what Jeremy
Fowler?
It's not personal.
It's not personal. It's not Jeremy Fowler, Jay. It's the information that Jeremy put together.
Yeah.
And what, based on the information that he put together, it was assessed, and this is what came out of that information.
But my thing is, regardless of whatever the reasoning is behind it, like I'm not focused on what Jeremy Fowler thinks as it relates to whether I'm in the top 10 quarterbacks of this league or not. If anything, Key, I hear stuff like that, and I'm like, thank you. Because each and every day we talk about Tom Brady, we talk about some of the greatest competitors in the game of sport. So each and every – we know this. I just stack all that stuff up, and I put it here, right here, file it in the memory and say thank you. Thank you for adding to this fire that already existed and already is burning at a high rate.
It doesn't – but it doesn't – as I would approach my own career, Jay, and I would lend this to Lamar Jackson, which he already knows, but I'll give it to him anyway. It does not matter what 31 other teams, general managers, scouts, exactly. coaches say. It only matters what the Baltimore exactly. Ravens think. I mean, imagine when I played, all the vitriol, the dislike, the disdain for who I was as a player as well as a personality. It didn't matter. All that mattered was the New York Jets liked me, the Tampa Bay Bucks liked me, the Dallas Cowboys liked me, the Carolina Panthers liked me, and ESPN loves me. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. None of the other stuff really matters because Lamar's going to show people and close their mouths just like he did when they told him to go play wide receiver. He only became the MVP in 2019, accomplishing a 13-2 season and winning the MVP.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter.
I don't mind guys having rabbit ears, especially when it comes to dudes and dudettes in 21st century athletics and 21st century entertainment, because it seems that those kind of things fuel guys more than ever before. Not saying that you didn't handle it that right way, Key, when you played, but guys handle it differently, especially in the National Football League.
They handle it the same way, Freddie. The only difference is it's on social media and we didn't have social media. That's the only difference.
I get it. But that's part and parcel of what they are having to deal with. And they use that as fuel to say, I'm going to shut that person up. Lamar Jackson, not saying he's the typical, but he hears it and he understands
it. But hot sauce, we heard it too. Hot sauce, Freddie. We heard it too.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Don't put that on me.
No, I'm not putting it on anybody. That's Michael Jordan, number one. Steph Curry, number two all time. Who said that?
Hot sauce, Freddie.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.